Michael Ramsey stepped off the ladder and dropped the trowel into the now-empty mortar bucket. He took a step back, folded his arms, and carefully examined his work with the same scrutiny an artist would examine his latest masterpiece. It had taken him 3 days to completely remodel the ancient crumbling brick fireplace into what he now considered to be a modern showpiece. Gone was the ugly-faced red and orange layered brick that had been there when he and James, his fiancée, bought the house 2 months prior, replaced by an elaborate pattern of deep brown sponge-stained rock tile. The sound of keys tossed onto the coffee table in the adjacent room made him turn to see James greeting Pepper, an 8-year-old Boston Terrier and Queensland Heeler mix James had rescued from a shelter several years before he and Michael had met. "Who's a good girl?" James said as he knelt and pulled Pepper close to him. "Me, pick me," Michael called jokingly. James kissed Pepper on the top of the head, then crossed to Michael, standing on tiptoe to give the 6'4" man a kiss. "How was your flight?" Michael asked. "Fine, except for the kid screaming half of the flight in the seat behind me. I'm going to go put my bag in the bedroom." He began to leave. Michael let out a high-pitched noise somewhere between shock and hurt. James turned back questioningly. Michael nodded his head toward the fireplace. James looked it over, his expression becoming puzzled. The original fireplace, built in the middle of the living room wall, had been 4 feet wide and sat 2 feet off the floor with a flat front, broken mantle, and no hearth below. Michael had complained about how plain and ugly it was and how it ruined the entire look of the living room. While the hole was still the same size, the decorative stone around it now extended out 3 feet on each side and rose up to the ceiling. There was now a 6-inch mantle with a number of photos, and a hearth that ran the length of the stone, extended out 1.5 feet from the wall, and rose up 2 feet to meet the bottom of the hole. "Why'd you make it so big?" Michael felt a flush of indignant anger flow through him. "Because it's the fucking centerpiece of the room," he snapped. James turned quickly, his expression instantly apologetic. "I'm sorry. That came out wrong. It's beautiful. I was just a little surprised." "I'm just trying to make the house look nice," Michael pouted. "I turned down work this week to stay home and do this so it would be done for the housewarming party." "And it looks fabulous," James said with an edge of exasperation in his voice. "Thank you. Was that so hard?" Michael leaned over, kissing James quickly, and began cleaning up his tools.